This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Kurdish officials announced Sunday that Syrian government forces are deploying along the Turkish border to help repel the Turkish military incursion against Syrian Kurds, Kurdish officials announced this Sunday. This comes as U.S. Defense Secretary Mark Esper said President Trump ordered all U.S. troops in northern Syria to move south, but not to leave the country. Reuters' David Doyle has more on how the region has already been impacted by military action.
The chaotic situation in northern Syria escalated at the weekend, and heading into the fray, these young Kurds. The Syrian Democratic Forces, or SDF, fighters graduated from their training on Saturday and are now heading to the front line. As they head towards the battle, other soldiers are moving away. The Turkish offensive was triggered after US President Donald Trump withdrew some of the troops deployed to support Kurdish forces in the fight against IS. In a pre-recorded interview on Sunday, Defense Secretary Mark Esper said the US is poised to evacuate all remaining troops, around 1,000 soldiers.
That's Reuters' David Doyle reporting. The U.S. impeachment probe continues to move forward as more details emerge in the complicated probe of whether U.S. President Donald Trump withheld aid to Ukraine in hopes of exacting a political favor from the country's new president. A U.S. ambassador reportedly will testify that President Trump told him there was no quid pro quo arrangement with Ukraine. AP correspondent Mike Hempen.
European Union Ambassador Gordon Sondland is expected to tell Congress that a text message he sent to another envoy saying there was no quid pro quo in the Ukraine interactions was based on what President Trump told him. A person familiar with Sondland's testimony this Thursday before House committees says he'll also say his text was not based on any direct knowledge and that he didn't know the company being discussed for an investigation was tied to Joe Biden's son. Mike Hemp in Washington.
And this is VOA News. Hunter Biden, the son of former U.S. Vice President Joe Biden, on Sunday defended his work in Ukraine and China after calls by President Trump that the two countries investigate his business dealings. That's pleas that have engulfed Mr. Trump in the impeachment inquiry. The younger Biden, whose father is one of the leading Democratic candidates seeking to face Mr. Trump in the 2020 presidential election, said in a statement issued by his lawyer that despite Trump's accusations of improprieties while he was a board member of the energy company in Ukraine for 5 years, no foreign or domestic law enforcement agency has accused him of any wrongdoing. A typhoon has killed at least 23 people and briefly paralyzed Tokyo, while 16 people remain as Japan tries to pick up the pieces from the deadly storm now out to sea. VOA's Lattice Ahok reports.
The full extent of the damage cannot be assessed until water recedes from flooded areas. After the storm subsided on Sunday, authorities warned residents there was still the risk of rivers overflowing and inflicting more damage. In addition, floods are expected to cause deadly landslides.
The major typhoon has caused extensive damage far and wide in eastern Japan. At one point, the special warning for heavy rain was issued for as many as 13 prefectures. There has also been emergency release from various dams and flooding of various rivers. It turned out to be a record heavy rain.
Landing restrictions at Tokyo's Narita and Haneda airports were lifted on Sunday, but more than 800 flights were canceled. Some of the fast train services also were canceled. Zlatica Hoke, VOA News, Washington.
Seven people were wounded after a mortar attack by al-Shabaab militants that hit the area around Mogadishu Airport Sunday. The mortars landed on the heavily guarded Helene area, the airport that houses the African Union and United Nations mission in Somalia. Witnesses told VOA Somali that six mortars were fired at the vicinity just after 1 p.m. local time. The al-Shabaab militant group claimed responsibility for that attack. Parents of the British teen killed when his motorcycle collided with a car allegedly driven by an American diplomat's wife were on their way to the U.S., hoping to seek justice. 19-year-old Harry Dunn died in August in, near the Crofton Royal Air Force Base in Northamptonshire, which is used by the U.S. Air Force as a communication center. His mother, Charlotte Charles, told the BBC the family hopes to meet with the suspected driver, identified by British police and Prime Minister Boris Johnson as Anne Sakoulis, wife of an American intelligence officer. Sakoulis claimed diplomatic immunity. She has since written a letter of apology to Dunn's family. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.